This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Oh, yeah, the long-awaited facts and acreage report came out this morning at 11 o'clock. It was pretty neutral. Actually, they raised the bean stocks a little higher than they thought. That was the biggest thing. All the other numbers are pretty close with wheat and corn stocks. And also the acres for corn and beans came in pretty much as expected, 95.2 in the corn, 83.3 in the beans, about 4 million over last year in the corn and the same amount under last year in the beans. So that's kind of a neutral report. The market's back and forth on that report. Looks like right now the July corn's up a penny, July beans down a half, and July wheat up about 7. So back and forth there. In addition to that, the biggest fundamental is the weather, which has been non-threatening the entire growing season. And that's been a negative cap in a lot of rallies we see. The other big deal this week is a holiday on the 4th. We close on Thursday, July 3rd at 1:20 and don't reopen until Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn up 3 even at 420 and a half. July soybeans down 3 and a half at 1024 and a quarter. July soybean meal up 20 cents at 271.30. Soybean oil up 6 cents at 52.51. On the Merck, August live cattle up 57 cents at 213.87. August feeders up 277 at 310.67. Lean hogs down 315 at 110.10. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.